We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. We are beginning 10 lines from the top of Samach Aleph. The first word on Lot is Mutter Va'ivda, middle of that line. We just had a kasha that it says in the Torah that Hishtachava, bowing down to a Vayazara, is Chayiv for Vayazara, even though it's not the Derech. That's not the way you worship the Vayazara, but he did this. We learn from a pasuk Hishtachavu that Chayiv Hishtachava. And the Gemara says that why don't we learn everything out of Hishtachava? Just like Hishtachava is Bakavad and Yichai, even Shlokadarka, anything that's a covet of Avadazara, should we consider worshiping the Avadazara? So Gemara says it can't be because I have a Pasuk of Zeveach. So vice versa, that I need a Pasuk of Zeveach, that you can't learn everything out from Hishtachava. So Gemara is going to continue about that and that idea. Omalei Rav Acha B'difter Ravina. Lamai Dekomalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan Labaya. That the Rava Bar Chanan Labaya had a kasha. He wanted to suggest that he could learn everything out of Hishtachava. He wanted to say, Ema Yotza Hishtachava Lamed Al Klal Kuloi. He had a tzad, and he was asking, why don't we learn out from Hishtachava that everything that's Derech covered is Chayiv? So if that's the case, if you would learn out of Hishtachava that everything that's Derech covered is Chayiv, what would you do with the following pasuk? The pasuk says that the Shom Lecha Pentenoka Shachareim, Achare Shom Nepunecho, Pentedir Shlehem Lehmar, maybe you know, go after their gods and say, Eche Yavdo Agreim Eila, Eslehem, Ve'ese Keim Gam Oni. That's what Pasuk says, which is referring to worshipping the Avodah Zarah the way it's supposed to be done. So, what are we coming to exclude? Like, when Lamut Emai, when is there a case where you're not chayiv for Avodah Zarah because you're not doing the correct way of doing it? That's like this. That this mashma, that at a certain time, when you're not doing a kederach, we're not doing kedarka, you're potter. That we learn from pasuk eichi yavdu, that look, you're doing it the right way. When is there a case that you need a miyat to tell me that if you do something shloi kedarka, that it's like a dark that's potter. When do you need to do a thing like that? Like this. Hishtachava teaches us that if we're learning anything from Hishtachava, is we learn out everything from there. If it's derech covered by shloike dark, if it's derech covered, you chai. If it's not shloike derech covered, you're potter. So what is this pasuk coming to exclude when it says that you have to serve the Avodah Zarah kedarka? It's coming to exclude where you do something not nice that we know from Hishtachava. And something that is nice, it's Takav Chayiv. What? We're going down the Kasha. Very good. We're going down the Kasha now that we learned everything from Takav. We had the Gemara before. You're right. Lamai says, Menashe is not included, right? We don't learn anything from Takav. But he's asking, on the Tzad, you had a Kasha. Learn everything from Takav. If you had that case, so what was Eich Yavdu Negev? What was this Miyat Negev?
Then Menashe will be
also? At this point, yeah. If you learn from Takav, Menashe will be Chayiv. Yes, it'll be Chayiv. It's also anyway, but you'll be Chayiv, yeah. If you Rabbi Yochanan's kasha that shtachavos lamed akol kulo menashe ik megafe everything be chayiv. So in Cain, what would be negayah to say that you have to serve avodah zarah kedarka? Anything you do is chayiv. Ech yav lemutemai b'chitim lemutei apoyer atzmai, which means it goes to the bathroom in front of lezayifchem to avodah zarah that you do a shtachavah. That you don't need a miyat for shtachavah nafka. Ma shtachavah derech kibud afkol derech kibud. I know from shtachavah. Ela lemute, it would come to exclude on this tzad that the shachavah is marba everything. So this pasuk would come to exclude a payer atzmai lemakulis. That if someone is payer atzmai to makulis, which is also something you throw stones at, which is you do derech b'zayin. So sak that the chamina hoil v'avados b'zayin hu afkav b'zayin. You can do any b'zayin to it. Kemash v'lon, it has to be done kedarka. So in the kasha of the gemara, which ma'aseh doesn't stick. In the kasha gemara would be like this: everything that's derech covered is chayif. Now, it's not halacha that you have to do kedarka. What's that negay? It's negay by bezoyin. By bezoyin, it's only chayiv for kedarka. So, of course, how do I have a havmina to be chayiv of bezoyin? It says, you learn from shtachava. So, the havmina like this, that if I do bezoyin to a different one, I do the pa'ar to a makulis, maybe I would be chayiv. Kamash v'lon, it has to be kederach, there you would be potter. But lemaisa, at the end of the day, halacha lemaisa, we don't learn it from shtachava. We only learn it from zvicha. It has to be either the only things you're chayav for that's when shloi kedarka is either shtachava or anything that's avoidas panim, which would mean zoyrik, menasech, mekater, mezaveach, those things. And shaila heller of Rashi, if moilech or makabel also would be chayav, but only the avoidas panim would be chayav. Rav Elazar says this: how do you know if I shech the behema for avodah zara of makulis that yechayev for avodah zara? Shenami brings a pasuk: well, yizbechu oyd esivchem l'seirim. Don't shech your kabbonos l'seirim, which is lashon avodah zara. We may in inyan l'kadarka, and we don't need a kadarka. The chesiv echayavdu. We know the pasuk echayavdu. It's new inyan shloy kadarka. So the Gemara, it says over here in this Rav Elazar's memra that how do you know zaveach behemah to makulis, which is like kedarka, hayna yechayev? He says, well, possible use b'chus of chayim lasirim, which is not talking about this, but it's we'll put up like kedarka. Freiti Gemara mishtachava nafka. We learn mishtachava on that tzad that you learn out from everything mishtachava. So then learn out from mishtachava. That's Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha only the hamina. So that's Gemara's kasha. That in the havi learn the mishtachava. So why would you need a ribui for zvechem? So that's not a kasha. Even now it's Zver. Because we have a pasuk, Zverch lohim yachrom, the anything has vayis prim is chayiv. So why do you need this pasuk lohim yachrom? We know Zverch. So Tosis asks the kash, the maskal manayin. Tosis says the first two words, the mezverch lohim nafkalom, bezverch lomuchubadim. Avazverch lomavuzim loy. He says you don't learn out Zverch lomavuzim from that pasuk. That's why you need a pasuk lohim yachrom. But if you learn out from Mishtachava, so that will be everything. Because avodas prim is something that you do avoda la mechubadim, but la mevuzim it wouldn't make you wouldn't learn out from there. Maybe now after you have lo yizbuchus of chayim, you know that after this pasuk lo yizbuchu you'll have the limud echrami after this pasuk now that you see that there's vicha you'll learn out from there. But echrami at one at this pasuk maybe not according to Rav Eliezer. But now I ask about shtachava is anything that's covered the chayim learn out from there in the havamina. So tomorrow hosam bezvech lahachis. The issa there in that pasuk is zveach, and Rav Elazar is saying when I am zveach behemah lemakulis shuchayev is not talking about someone who is zveach l'avodah zarah. It's talking about look at Rashi zveach l'hachas, but ain't a meskaven lekabloi olav b'le'ah. V'ashminin krod oyv olav. The pasuk is teaching you that yechayev on a lav over here. But yiz b'chayz zveachim, you're not l'shech to avodah zarah, even though you're not mechaven lekabloi olav b'le'ah. It's still a special issa to be zveach, and that's what we learn from this pasuk. Ad Khan, the drushes of how we know what's chayef of Ezar and what's not. And now we'll go to a new Indian, also about our Mishnah, but a new Indian. Zok to Gemara. Rav Amnuna irkesulei ture. Rav Amnuna lost his shor, he lost his cows, and he went looking for it. And while on the way looking for it, he met Rabba, Pogibay Rabba, and Rabba had a kasha for him. Romalei misnisima adadi. He asked him two Mishnayis on each other. Two Mishnayis right here in the Masechta Sanhedrin. No, our Mishnah says over here, Tanan, Ha'oived, our Mishnah says, Ha'oived Oived Chavim, Oived in Oymer Loi. It's not from our Mishnah, they only chayiv if you actually Oived Avoidus Chavim. And the problem is, we have a Mishnah later on, in Daf Samach Zayin, the same parak, and the Mishnah says that even saying I'm going to do Avoid Zor makes you chayiv. Va'anan Tanan, Ha'oymer Evoid. If a guy says, I'm going to do Avoid Zor, or he says, Eloch Ba'avoid, I'm going to go. I have to even walk there. It's Makam Chusa walking there. I have to walk there and I'll be able to Zara. Or he says, Nelech v'Na'avod, which Rashi means says, Afa Pisa Kol Atzmei Mechem. He says, let's go and go do Avod Zara. Any of those three things, the Loch is Yechayiv. So in our Mishnah is Mashma Dafka Oived. Dafka if you do the Avod Zara Mamash. And here it's Mashma clearly, if I say I'm going to be Oived of Zara, that's enough to be Chayiv. So it's a steer of the two Mishnahs. The Gemara's going to have a bunch of truths in
it. It's different than
Mashur. He said something, yeah. Why is it deeper?
No.
Yes, that's what it says. It's a Gemara. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if someone says, I'm going to do Avodah Zarah, I'm going now to do this Avodah Zarah, Yichayiv Misa. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So that's the Kasha, the Pella. And here it says, Oymer, the Mishnah says like this, Oymer, Evoid, Eilech, Ve'evoid, Nelech, Ve'evoid, Ezbach, Eilech v'ezbach, neilech v'ezbach, u'akdir, eilech v'akdir, neilech v'akdir, all these things are all chayiv. You're all chayiv, misa. So it's clearly just saying it, and they're actually doing the misa, you're chayiv. That's the halacha.
Even though Mashorah is not Nechshav
v'Nevertah. What?
Even though Mashorah, we don't consider
it. This is not a Mashorah, he said it. I'm not sure what you're saying. You're saying even though Deeper is nothing? No, Deeper is something. So he said Deeper, we didn't say Nechshav. Why bring Mashorah? This is Deeper. He said Deeper here.
There shouldn't be any difference, he's not talking.
Right, so the kasha is, so Yosef is explaining the kasha, that usually you think you need a maisa. Here, a deeper is enough. That's exactly precisely the question. Do you need a maisa or deeper? Sound deeper is enough. A pellet, mamash. You should know that mission is right, talking about a maisa and a diach there. Talking about someone who convinces someone to do it. And the loch is the maisis is chayiv as well. There, the guy who convinces. But let's see the Gemara. By the time we finish the Gemara, we'll have it pretty clear. So this is theory of two things. Theory of two mishnayos. The first teretz is that you're right. Saying I'm going to do avodah zarah, you chayev misa. Ayah mishnah says you have to do avodah. Here he said clearly, I'm makim makabel avodah zarah until I do avodah. That's what he said, and therefore he says Rashi says achav denu chol kamud loy palach lo in kana av avashama. He didn't listen to the other guy. And v'seif at the mashma mirachayev b'shakibol lo avalos miyad. He said right away, I'm going to do it, and therefore he's mekabel, and therefore he's chayev. That's teretz number one, is that here he spoke out that he's not going to mekabel it until he does avayda. Rav Yosef tries to make a machlokes tanoim first. Rav Yosef remember tanoim shekal to ma'amo. Did you check out all the tanoim to see if it's not a machlokes tanoim? Maybe it's two tanoim. Tanoim shekal ma'amo tanoim. Tell them to embrace. So ha'imer, someone who says boyev avduni. A person says, come serve me. I'm Avodah Zarah. Come serve me. I'm a god. Rameir Mechayev. Rameir says that you are Chayev. The Mesis, the guy who said this, is Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda, Paiter, who says, no, you're Paiter. So the Gemara doesn't explain. So, Heichad Apolchu, if someone served him, Lamaisa, worshipped him, Kuliam Leplegi, Yechpashat Yechayev, the Chsiv, Leisas Lecho Pesel. Don't make yourself into a Pesel.
We're talking about
the Mesis. It's not exactly the same case as before. The guy said it. Yeah, the guy said, come serve me. And the person says, yeah, sure, I worship you. Okay, that was the story. So, one man says, Chayev, one says, Pata. So, we're going to analyze that, what we're talking about. Hecha the Polchu, if the guy actually worshipped you, then you were Chayev. You made yourself into Avodah Zarah. Kuala Piggy, why? The Chsev, like, Sasilacha, Pesel, you made yourself into a Pesel. So, you're Chayev. Like a race was saying, but the bura ba'alma is bachlekes. Rav Meir saw a dibura milsihi. Rav Yehuda saw a dibura milsihi. The machlekes is b'dibura that you just said a dibura. You said words, and Rav Meir holds enough to be chayiv. Rav Yehuda says not enough to be chayiv. And so we're going to then bring it to our case. Also, machlekes of dibura is something. The Gemara asked the obvious question: if it was dibura, why are we talking about meisah stuff? Go, let's see. So right now we're saying the machlekes is Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. If deeper is milsi, and that's the steer in the Mishnah, that's the machlekes here. Hodom Rav Yosef, no, it's not a good teretz. Not a good teretz at all. Why? Lav milsi da'amri. It's not the machlekes here, deeper milsi not. Da'afilu Rav Yehuda v'dibur na'am v'chayim. Because he says the same thing like the Mishnah later on. The Tanya, we learned in a bright. So Rav Yehuda Eimer, lo'oilam in a chayiv, atchi yoimer. A person not chayiv till he says, evoid, eilech v'evoid, un neilech v'davoid. So Rav Yehuda clearly holds that deeper alone is chayiv for. So now we need pshat, what's pshat in the machlekes by Mesis. So, Micah Mifigi, but Mesis la Atzmai, but Amri la Inka Mifigi. The Machlokes is specific to this case. Where, because Dibur is enough. Here, the guy says, Esav says, worship me. Muhammad says, worship me. And the guy says, the other guy says, yes, sure. So that's considered Chayiv Mesis or not. So, Mar Savar Mesis la Atzmai, so Shami Lei, the Indikam Kushtu. One man says, when someone's Mesis la Atzmai, then the guy who says, in, is being truthful. He says, yeah, I'm really worshiping you. Then when the guy says yes, he's just laughing in your face. Meima Amri, he says to himself, Maishto on top of my base now, top of my base, Maishto ihu mino non didon. Why is he different than me? Like, what's special? He's a regular person, the same person like me. The indica Amri, that's the same, yes, the chuchi Allah, he's laughing at him. So we're saying now, Rav Yosef is chayzer. That brisa, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, is no shaychus. It's talking about machlokes. If a guy says yes to a mesis, is he joking at him or agreeing to him? Okay, so now we go back to the stereo. Now Rav Yosef now wants to say his own teretz on the stereo. We have one teretz on the stereo was that a guy says, I'm only going to do Rav Yehuda. But now back to the stereo. One hand says, Dibur is enough, and Rav Yehuda himself holds it. Everyone holds like that. Dibur is enough, and Amish says that. So what's going on here? So he says a new teretz. Umastisin. There's a difference between a yochid hanisis and rabbi hanisosim. Yochid loy mimlach v'toyi basrei. Rabbi mimlach v'toyi basrei. The Torah is like this. Zog Rashi. My sister in the Kasha Adodi, on the second line of the top, so I'll read a little Rashi, okay? My sister in the Kasha Adodi, Hochi Matukma. This is the case. Reisha Tani Oibid in Oimer Loi, the Reisha that says you have to actually serve the Vayazar, not saying it. But Rabbi Masasin, it was a whole, he was part of a whole group. The Afilnus Rashi, even if they say yes, we call do it, Mimlechi Vahadi Bavaloi Tau. They're gonna be chayzer because too many people they're gonna change their mind. But look, Karina be of Hashama. They didn't listen to this. The sefer, the mechayev of Hashama, but Yochanan he says the kibun to the shratze. Since they said yes, lav dait lemheda, but have a of Hashama rachmona chayev in a chayev. So the Maris Teretz is that depends. If a Yochanan says yes, I'm gonna do it. The avoid that's enough to be chayev. But if you're part of a group and say we're gonna do it together, avoid is not enough because maybe you change your mind. It's not enough to call over Yizari. You're gonna change your mind. I can ask you this question, it's not a bumper question, is if you look at that Mishnah that we quoted, we said Evoid, Eilech v'Evoid, and Neilech v'Evoid. And we purposely spoke at Rashi what Neilech v'Evoid means. Rashi says, Neilech v'Evoid means, Av bish kol atmi ma'cherim. And that's the case of saying, Amir alone is chayiv. Well, you just said this thing about a group is not chayiv. What's going on there? Mamash a bumper cast. Of course, there's the Ran learns the opposite way, the Chuzi Ran. So the Chazanish answer is that two is not called a Rabbim. Only three people listening are called the Rabbim. And that answers the Kasha. Neilech v'Evoid is the one at two. But three raised Rabbim, that's you have to answer. It's a very strong Kasha. You have to answer some kind of Kutaritz. So if that's the answer, that three is different than two. Al Kaponim, that's the second Teretz we just answered to the Kastira. We have a Stira, and Armish says you have to avoid, you have to actually do worshipping in there. It says Amir alone is enough. And Lemaisa, In the next thing it says no that here it says you have to worship. This says Amir is long enough. So first teretz was that in our Mishnah he said I'm only going to do with avoid the mamish. The second teretz is that our Mishnah went to rab him. Therefore you might be changing mind. Therefore it's not enough of Amira, and we're still going to have more terutzim as we go along.